And if you don't mind answering this...
I don't.
I would like to know the highest grade you reached in school. That is the level.
A, I guess.
No, I mean the first, second, third, fourth, fifth high school.
I didn't go through high school. No.
It was eighth grade was the highest grade.
Yeah.
And you lived in no other states. Have you traveled much outside the state?
Oh, well, a number of the states.
It's short trips, probably.
South Dakota, California is the longest. South Dakota, Indiana, Iowa. Didn't worth mentioning. But we sure did enjoy that at Winona Lake. We're going again.
Yeah, well, it's a good place to spend some time this summer.
The world. A friend that works.
We stop almost every summer.
We got in there the last week on Jewish, and you know it's just remarkable to hear those converted Jews.
Was Edgerton Reed speaking then from Cincinnati?
Who?
Edgerton Reed. He's in charge of the Ohio Messianic Conference or something like that.
I don't believe so. I don't believe I know for him. But I wouldn't want to go for a youth conference.
Well, they're pretty hectic.
Terrible crowds.
Yeah, well, that's bad. We went once at a Youth for Christ, and we had to had to sleep in somebody's living room up on the hill there someplace.
Well, we learned to know a man and his wife. He has a house there. He has two apartments. And he rents two out and has the bottom apartment for himself. So...
Well, sir, you might... I did it... 20 minutes,
Never lost out a gain. I didn't have to work, did I?
Never lost without a gain. Is that
better? Yes, sir. I made that statement to me 50 years ago and I couldn't see it, but I can see it now.
Never lost without a gain. Your father was born in Ohio Township?
No. Mm-hmm. We were born in Tazewell Township.
Tazewell.
South.
I know, And your mother was born?
In Ohio Township.
Ohio Township.
In Burr County.
And your grandfathers on both sides were from Germany.
Yep.
And your grandmothers on both sides were from France. You happen to know where they were from in Germany, by any chance? What town or area?
Name some of the towns if you know. I can't tell.
I don't know. Either Darmstadt or...
I've heard them talking about. Of course, I never knew my grandfather and grandmother on the one side. Mm-hmm. On my father's side, I knew my mother, grandmother, and grandfather.
Mm-hmm. You don't speak any other language besides English?
Chewed the Swede a little bit.
Chewed the Swede?
Just a little, by having help.
Uh-huh. And you're a retired farmer. That's the occupation. Well, that's all the
retired.
Looks like we've got a few inches of tape here. We might as well use it up. Anything you want to talk about?
Not a thing. I was thinking, you said about correcting the children.
Okay.
I had an Irishman that worked for me some 4 years ago. He's a widower. I have no family. He says, Ed, I'm glad I haven't got any family. I said, why? Well, he said, you're going to be responsible for those children. I said, I am and I'm not. Well, how is it that you're not? I said, my wife and I might try to do the best to raise that family. And I said, if some old donkey like you influenced them in the wrong direction. He said, I hadn't thought about that. And that's what happens a lot in this day and age.
Yeah.
As in the past years, too. They want that on there.
Oh, well, that's fine. I'm picking up all sorts of things here. he won't.
Cousin. Her dad and my mother were brother and sister. He's originally an English parson.
But he was born in that house too, wasn't he?
No.
No, he was from where, huh?
Wait a minute now, maybe he was born in that house. I believe he was.
I think she told me he was. That was his...
his dad and uncle lived just a mile south here. That's where the family grew up. Maybe I shouldn't tell you this. They've been a little unfortunate there. Their daughter has a third husband.
Oh, my.
She is an only girl, you know. You know, they say you get spoiled. I don't know.
I suppose. is...